AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. with me, Allison, along with Red Hood.
Thank you, God, we're back on the air. God, it's been a wonderful 3 weeks, but let's just say when we tried to host the show, what happened?
Let's just say out there that Blog Talk Radio had some minor issues or
major
issues.
Minor.
Or major.
No. Major.
Major.
Huge issues. Sort of like Brexit when Scotland interrupted. As a matter of fact, that's our first topic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we apologize because we were off air for 3 weeks and, well.
Which sucks. Majorly.
It sucked majorly because there was so much that happened, and tonight we get to fill you in on that stuff that happened. Picture it as our tribute to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Instead of Last Week Tonight, it's really Last Week, Last Weekend, the week after, the week before that. You know.
Yeah.
So without further ado, Johnny?
Johnny is not here. I wonder what's going on.
He's
maybe
not
he's
in.
Something. Yes.
But, let's see. In terms of the report,
go ahead, Red Hood. Come on.
In terms of the last week, we suffered Brexit. The stocks went down, everything went down. We thought there was going to be a major depression, but at the same time, we fell catastrophically. We fell catastrophically low.
Yes.
And we are going to talk about it tonight.
Yes.
One of the things that I was rather shocked about is that in Eastern Standard Time, everybody seemed so keen on going with the flow, so much so that they vote for the wrong thing. You know, and the best part about that was that one said, is there another vote?
Yeah.
I'd like to vote again. No, you fucking twat. This is the vote. You know, everybody voted from long across the country, you know, and now people are starting to regret it. Why?
Yeah, but they did it to them. In reality, people thought it was the best thing for them, and they're not realizing maybe it isn't.
But even if it was or wasn't, you know,
maybe they thought it was a good time. Maybe they thought it was good at the time.
There's huge racial abuse in our post-Brexit Britain because of the fact that what happened was immediately following this, everybody just started to... David Cameron, the Prime Minister, said he couldn't leave the country, and everybody just started piling on to say, yes, we're out. Even in the Euro Cup, it stung a bit because the Icelandic announcer for the Euro game basically said, fuck you, you know, in no such uncertain
terms.
It's
like, yes, and
you know,
this happened.
But he sounded like a whimpering dog and as he was doing it.
Oh.
And it was absolutely hilarious. While Trump, you know, flew into Scotland and supported his poor little bastardization of a golf course.
Right.
Can we say any more to that, Allison? I mean,
no, I kind of think that Trump likes to put his foot. He likes to insert foot.
Allison?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, Red Hood.
Okay.
I'm here, Red Hood. Didn't leave, didn't go. I've been talking. So it's going to be interesting for the simple fact that...
So basically, everybody pretty much got the lift. And then, on top of that, you had more of a thing where...
It kind of leads to problems, too. It does. And those
you have more
UK
of a thing
listeners,
coming out of Britain that everything's falling from the sky. The sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And
the sky
it's
is falling.
Not. I mean, not really.
Or it's
because
not
for
really,
one day...
But then they also have to deal with figuring out how they're going to get themselves out of a mess that... That really caused a lot more problems, too.
But one day, everybody, hell broke loose, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't all that great.
There's no my phone.
So now, we have other things.
Blog Talk Radio.
The fact is that Tokyo stock markets went down. Everything went down for a day. Like, everything's still going down.
Yeah.
And
everyone is,
you know, everything dropped.
Everyone is trying to figure out.
And you know, forget about everything.
And everyone is trying
that,
to deal with it. Because
everybody else
country
wants to. Everybody gets affected, practically.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where you live. You're going to be affected in one way or another. How much you'll be affected, it depends on the area. It depends, really, on the area. It doesn't necessarily... You don't know until you're actually... Until you actually hear about it, too.
I guess that's what they call the royal screw job.
Yeah. Which ends up causing hell for people who... For a lot of people. And is that the citizen's fault? Citizen's fault? No. Is it people, yes, those who thought it was a good thing, yes, it might be a great thing. Red Hood, are you there?
Hello?
It sounds like you're still there.
So basically, everything's gone belly up, and
what more are people supposed to say?
It's just
or
one of those
you
things.
you really can't blame it on the people. Yes, they voted for it, however, if those who thought it was going to be a good thing, they probably didn't realize what was going to happen when they did this, too. Which means if they end up having issues and it causes issues around the world, that doesn't make things easy for people. So, yeah. Red Hood. Red? Red
right
Hood.
Now.
Yes, now I can hear all of you. What was
yeah,
I saying?
Boy, I love being the wizard of sound.
Yeah, now I can hear all of you.
Yeah.
Did you hear my rant?
I have the power of the key man.
No,
yeah,
we
right.
did not hear your rant.
Well, the rant was that of the fact that everybody in London was freaking out, and I was just giving a summary. Now I'll have to give that summary again. Okay, so basically, in terms of Brexit...
That would be great.
Yeah. Where were we? Yeah, Brexit. Brexit! The EU and the UK and what the UK is made up of. Well, the UK is made up of England
mm-hmm.
and Scotland, and Scotland that voted to stay in the referendum. Now, the EU
mm-hmm.
itself, right, is made up of
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Dropping, what, like, wait, what? Red Hood dropped again?
Yeah, no, I didn't
get
drop.
Here.
I didn't drop. So the member states of the EU.
My brain dropped a little bit.
Yeah, right. The EU.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, the EU country list includes, ready for this, Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus,
mm-hmm.
Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungarian, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, the Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, the Romanians, Slovakian, Spain, Sweden, and up until 3 years or 3 weeks ago, or 3 days ago, the UK. Now, the thing is that as far as the UK is concerned, they said, we want out. And there were three people covering this. It was Michael Gove, the Prime Minister, and I forget the third one. But they basically said, oh, yes, we're going forward with this without really, you know,
right.
asking people what they wanted.
Or thinking
well, yeah.
it through, or going,
yeah.
yes, we want this, and boy.
I mean, it was almost
we
like,
have it.
Right, we want it, I want it now, please give it to me, no, it went through, we don't want
but
it
I
now.
Want it now.
But
I want
but
it now.
But
I want it now.
I want it now.
But I want it now.
I want it all. It was sort of like Veruca Salt in the middle of the, in, is it Veruca Salt? Yes, it is Veruca Salt.
Yep.
I want Europe. I want Europe. I want Iceland. I want every country except I want to eat you all, and I don't want you to basically... I just want you to leave me alone in a room. That's it. I don't... Can you... No. Wait a second. I'm losing money. I want you back. No.
Please come back to me.
Please come back.
Please,
no, we don't
like,
want to come
please,
back.
It's like, I really don't have
that'll
to come back. No. Yes, maybe. Possibly.
Right.
It's
I really want to come back. And then once Veruca Salt basically said, yes, wait a second, I'm losing every other country's money? Fuck! Why me? You know.
No,
why?
No, and oh, but then you're also forgetting that we'll be stricter on going into,
well, yeah, of course. Of course.
Coming into the
EU. Right. Right. That
which
people's passports would change from 10 years ago, from now to 10 years ago. They would no longer say,
no,
we're a part of the United the European Union. That the Scottish Parliament can't block Brexit. So that's a bust. And then on top of that, the stock market went absolutely insane. Everybody's buying out land, and then
we're
100% baddie. The worst drop in 36 years since 1986.
Wait, 36 years?
Yeah.
That's like 1980.
Yeah, 1980. Sorry, 1980, not 1986. And so then, just 14 hours ago, as of 14 hours ago, this morning, Alexander Smith of NBC News in here said basically that Secretary of State John Kerry echoed many analysts on Tuesday, which he said there are a number of ways that Brexit, not Wexit or breakfast, might actually. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're here.
It went silent. I was like, did anybody drop out?
We're listening.
Okay, good.
It's, but we're not talking over anyone.
Right.
Come on.
So there's a number of ways that it might actually, which is the Lisbon Treaty, which is a set of rules that the EU members signed in 2007, just in case anybody escapes. You know.
Okay.
then.
Oh, that's great.
You know, pressing the imaginary this imaginary button would begin a 2-year countdown to Britain to negotiate divorce from the EU. That would set out the terms for their future relationship. Then Prime Minister Cameron said during a campaign in February that the British could rightly expect Article 50 to be triggered straight away. Except that he hasn't done that. So
right.
This morning, he lost the referendum, and then Cameron announced that he would quit as leader, and that Article 50 would be triggered by his successor, who wouldn't be elected until September. So, in hindsight, because hindsight is 2020, you have
right.
July, August, September.
Right.
So, that collides with two political difficulties, said Professor out of London, Mr. Robert Heslett, that the first delay is that it has to put UK under an increasingly pressure from the remaining 27 EU member states who would want to start negotiations ASAP in order to end the uncertainty.
Okay.
Right. And then the second, that the many as 17.4 million Brits who wanted to leave said they did so because they wanted tighter control on immigration. Well, we understand that.
Okay.
We understand
we
this because
understand
many...
that, but there's a not... Are dissatisfied.
Enough...
We could understand that.
But, you know, you don't say, I want to leave because I have more immigration. I want more control over immigration. Because that's one thing.
Yeah, that's not a good enough answer.
Okay, that's one thing.
Not good enough.
Let's take back control.
Right.
Well, if you're going to take back control, okay, if you're going to take back control.
Then do it right.
Then do it the right way. Yeah, do it the right way. The issue is that
not going
all
to
the
jail
and
or create laws.
Well, yeah. The issue is really that they didn't want to expose during the campaign, but they very soon got the vote, and it was clear as day. But the thing is also that this might lead to a situation where the next of the Conservative Party might most likely
right.
will be Madonna's boyfriend. No, Madonna
oh,
isn't.
Okay.
If you're thinking that Madonna is running, no. She has two fucking. She's married, so she.
No, she is. She's too much going on.
She's too much going on. So, who's the next twat that they the twat bag that they elect? It's former major campaigner not Guy Ritchie. I wish, because not Eddie Izzard either, which would be really fun.
Not Guy Fieri either.
Not Guy Fieri either.
Can you imagine?
I think we have to move on to our next subject.
Because we could go on and on about this. We're not finished with this.
Yeah.
Because of the fact we're not.
Yes,
so,
we're already over. Yeah.
Well, not until I get to the actual end of it. So basically, So basically, the only course of reaction is Article 50, and it might happen.
Right.
It might not. We'll see in September. There might be a snap election.
Only time will tell, too.
Only time will tell. There might be a second referendum.
As what it would be in the United States, it's like an amendment to what they believe
right.
in.
Right, and even they're saying, what would
right.
it, how would...
this do?
What would this do to Americans? How would it change?
Right.
Or
what else would be affected? We're also not even thinking about the arts. The UK.
No. The arts will be affected, no matter what. Already, you know, playwrights. Such as Lucy Prebble, who wrote Enron, other playwrights and other, you know, governor heads are absolutely saying, I blame you and I'm so fucking pissed. And I blame them too, because, well, yes, I have UK heritage, yes, I belong to the UK in ancestry and all that, yes. So it's a matter of really arts funding will be cut, schools will be cut, everything will be cut. It's a matter of, in Texas, they're facing the same thing, except just not really as big of an issue. And since the entire United States takes over half of Britain, it's quite a thing. It will be very interesting to see what happens. And we will keep you posted. And so now you may go on to the next topic, Allison. Go ahead.
Yes. Or why don't we all take it on together?
Well, yeah,
since
sure.
It's been,
I'm totally wrong.
That's happening over in the UK and in the US. They're just now coming into their own with inputting autism panel, federal autism panel, which we here at EMC Press were like, it's about time. It's about time. They should have been studying this a long time ago. But they weren't. Why, Allison? Why
yes.
weren't they studying? Why weren't they?
I don't know. I think it's because of they thought it would be that they would figure out.
They could figure this out. They've been doing it for ADHD for the past 2.5 years. Why couldn't they do it for autism?
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And then autism is where there's so many
so many different layers.
It's not clean and cut.
Think of it as like a layer cake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like a layer cake. You know, the thing about a layer cake is it's in layers, but the stupid thing, the DSM has not even cut it to layers. It was more.
No, they now put autism and all the other things that go with it all together to make it easier,
which is fine.
But then you don't. Then you don't just ignore those signs that are out there.
No, you don't.
And seeing that people are getting neglected or their services might be cut if things aren't to their liking, that's a big issue. Big issue.
I mean, it's a huge issue. Many, 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 many things. How to fix it was really
is the
question. You know, we're not trying to say, you know, fix autism because you can't fix autism. Nor can you fix ADHD, for that matter. I should know. I've had this for I'm not going to say my age.
Just
a number of years. Just
make things a little bit easier for us.
Right. But if you're ignoring the facts, then who's to blame? Who's really to blame? Us with the disability aren't. It's the lack of knowledge and the stereotypes and the lack of education at points. And different areas have need more accessibility. There has to be better things out there.
Right.
You can't just ignore facts.
I mean, and I don't think that they're going to ignore the fact that it's been a lot of things to figure out. Everything from you know, every disability from the low end of the spectrum to the high end of the spectrum.
To
people.
Yeah.
What?
Like from like the more severe to the high functioning.
Yeah.
Right.
And And I think that more people have to realize that it's not a one-size-fits-all.
It never is.
Right.
This one is saying that it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Right,
but there's a lot more to it. And boy, when you don't know about things, you can't figure it out either.
But everyone wants to put it on them kind of thing. It
right.
is like,
or making assumptions, which is a bit
right.
asinine.
But everybody wants to make assumptions, so therefore everybody's wrong. You know,
and having autism and having autism and going through the diagnoses, there's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of things
yeah.
going on that people don't see and don't understand what exactly.
Oh, you're too dumb because you're autism. But I say,
no.
I am?
That's not.
I think that there's a lot of people out there that don't realize what exactly is going on, and knowing that they're going out of their way.
I think some of our IQs are actually higher than others.
And there's people with autism. Yes, they may struggle gaining an education, but they're so brilliant. So they might not know one area.
You'll know every little thing about something.
Right. If a person with autism, right, were a bit able to pick out pretty much
what about
everything
okay
in,
I'm gonna
like,
put myself out there I really oh, hold on Red Hood what I was going to say before you interject it was I'm putting myself out there. Yes, I started AMC Press & Co. If it wasn't for my idea, it would have been created by someone else. It would have been created by some person in big corporate land. Nothing wrong with corporate land, but having the ability to have the right to be uncensored and make fun of topics is a big thing. You cannot judge. You can't judge a book by its cover. You can't. You will never know what that person is going through or know how much they know if you don't give them a shot.
Exactly.
And if you don't give them the shot, who's going to end up looking very bad? Or also running into discrimination because of the way that they have a disability, but it isn't covered by certain organizations, which is complete bollocks and complete and utter discrimination and discriminatory actions. Then they should be the ones. Then those organizations that are out there have to be put into perspective that you cannot not include invisible disabilities, because guess what? You're creating a situation that is not only wrong, but it's discriminatory action, which could lead them to get fined or shut down.
Or a lot of things.
A lot of other things other than that, too. Or
but,
legal
like,
action.
And a lot of hot water.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody, you know, I think anybody in, you know, what's great about this show, and I've said this to many other people, is that we are what we are, and we are the satirical end for the disability world. That's what we do. That's what we do.
And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. You could go and find a show
But everybody does like it. That's the fun part.
Right. But I'm just saying, if there's those that don't wanna or don't like what we say, that's fine too.
That's why we give you a warning before you enter the podcast, which we're working on a new one. But the thing about this that when
we're open to so much and so many ideas, and we take criticism. I think it's a big thing when we're going, yes, we're uncensored, yes. But who isn't uncensored? It shows who we are. It shows what we do. It shows the facts. And we put it out there so people could learn. Not in a way that is wrong, but in a way that shows what is actually out there, what people go through. I'm really looking into it as what's really going on. Or if you're listening and tuning in for whatever reason, great. Enjoy the show. Enjoy what we're bringing to you.
We hope that you enjoy what we bring. And you do, because otherwise you wouldn't be tuning in. And we strive to make everything as
new,
fun and
innovative.
You know, I will just say that.
We're innovative.
We are innovative, but let's get back to the top end.
Yeah.
The fact is that more people, the reason why AMC Press & Co. came about was that you don't see this on The Daily Show.
No, you don't.
I don't see it.
What?
They watch the show every night, and I don't see anything like this.
No. You won't see anything like this because it exists here. It's why, you know, you have more diversity on radio than you do
anywhere
else. Why if you approached any huge radio station
organization.
The hardest thing they will have to face is inclusion, and
we're doing it differently, but that's all. But being different is always great. It's a great thing. You're showing diversity. You're not being that person or that group that is going, we're not, everyone has the ability to create.
But let's move on. Everybody has the ability to create. And so to end tonight,
everybody else,
we have,
let's go after rating.
Right. But to end tonight, there is trouble with chocolate.
Yes.
Why?
Good old chocolate.
Why? We've heard of Skinny Cow. We don't like Skinny Cow. We've heard of the low fat.
Skinny cow. Skinny taste.
So it's like, you don't know until you don't realize things until you're actually... You won't realize how different things are until you actually try it. And that's the worst thing.
It's just like a chicken bacon. What's the
Which
point?
Is a thing.
Okay.
It exists. Google it.
As I was saying, sorry.
Google
skin
it.
Skin cow has its benefits, but to make chocolate low fat and enjoyable, how can you do this? It doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, but
it's like, what more are they going to change? What more are they going to try to do? Yes, let's create. Let's create skinny, let's create some skinny,
I mean, they've already started to do it. I mean, fashion models, the Kardashians might be actually in hot water.
Let's create a low-fat cheesesteak. Yeah, no.
Everything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Kardashian chocolate.
No, let's not.
No.
No, thank you. No bueno. No.
No.
Hey, Kardashian chocolate's gonna sell millions.
I mean, the only way you'd probably let me, you know, if I had to have a Kardashian bar of chocolate, would be if it was their head, and so I could bite their entire head off.
$100.
You know,
it costs like $100 a bar.
Yeah, at $100 a bar, no, thank you. $100 a case,
somebody,
maybe.
Yeah,
buy
no,
it.
Thank you. $100 buy it. No, but then it's people think that it's bougie. No, but people think that it's bougie.
No, but then they could use it to their advantage. Think of it. Bougie American chocolate.
Right. Which is...
Hey, they sell Kardashian wrapping paper like $30 a tube.
You know, going
like,
around the world, do you really want to have anarchy around the world going, the Kardashians have now come out with a, you know, attention, the Kardashians have now come out with a clothing line, a chocolate item, and have the nearest, say what? Having the kid's mouth try to get halfway around the fucking chocolate bar. Yeah.
Or better yet, the ability to have the chocolate bars that they go, yes, it's low fat, but boy, you're going to have a lot more problems because it's low fat. Great to know. Just like the low fat or like low fat like gummies.
Well, low fat gummies are actually good.
Oh, no, they're not.
Gummy bears. Don't start on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even get me started.
No.
The sugar-free gummy bear.
The ones that have let people have a nice aid to go to the bathroom. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. So meaning they know it was a laxative in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Or colonic. Mm. Whatever. That's what everyone wants. A colonic. A gummy bear colonic. That's what people want. Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah. No. Sorry. Let's move on from this topic to our final topic of the night. How Hollywood is ignoring people with disabilities, which is a bit of a... Which ends up which hits a core with us, and also I'm sure people at Real Abilities Film Festival, which we've gone to and highly recommend it.
Yeah, so, and we're and probably be coming next year, so keep on the lookout for that. We haven't received word from the JCC yet, but
right.
we can assure you that is a definite, you know, it's 80 to 90% definite. Which
I find that I feel that those that are, since this is a huge issue, Hollywood needs to start offering more roles to people with disabilities. That's it.
Well,
you're not
it's
going
not,
to get any.
It's not only that, though. I mean, there's more things.
Right. And then there's those people that, there's actors who support those disability charities. But what about having people with disabilities working alongside those actors? Because I think Hollywood should be taking note on Real Abilities Film Festival. Hollywood should be looking at all those films that go out and get released and really do a fabulous job producing works that are innovative and really, really stir up questions and really make you think. There's no questions
I mean,
asked.
We ourselves on this program make you think. We do. Because we,
and,
you know, we
maybe make
everything
you laugh
from
a little
our,
bit.
Yeah, and we make you laugh a lot. A shit ton.
A lot.
Admit
a
it.
Lot.
And admit it.
Ton of laughter right here.
Yeah. And it's not canned. And that's the brilliant part of it.
And if Hollywood has to neglect those with disabilities, we could say that we met a lot of amazing people at Real Abilities. We also saw an actor really have an opening that was questioning, at least on our end, questioning the integrity of himself, which for me, I would rather go and say, hey, enjoy Real Abilities, enjoy X, enjoy having something different. Enjoy the diversity. But don't admit that Hollywood is doing something wrong and then really just do a dance on top of diss people who are different than you. Just don't. It doesn't go anywhere. It's appalling. And I find that there's so much. There's a benefit. People benefit from people who help out and really do. Even if they support charities, if they know people who have certain disabilities, go do something. Donate your time. Be able to see what's out there. Be able to learn. And those films that show disabilities come once a year. No, every 2 years, it seems. And that's sad. That's like, that's as much,
And the hardest thing that they have that's more, even more difficult is the inclusion of big networks in disability film.
Yeah,
you know, there's,
there's not that many. It's like, come on, open your eyes, see what's out there. Don't ignore. Don't look and go, oh, yes, that's great, but I don't want to take part in this. I think big networks have to open their eyes and go, we need more people to portray those disabilities, especially if they need someone with autism, hire someone with autism. Yes, people with autism. Yes, we could sound differently. Yes, we could have other issues, but give us a shot. Because it could be a leg up in the entertainment industry. And it's better to have an experience and learn than be denied the experience, than be denied whatever chance you have. That's wrong. I would gladly take the path that I chose with few exceptions to different things. But
we do hit
bumps
in the road. Don't get me wrong.
We all hit bumps in the road. But never deny. But never deny what is out there. What actually matters. And seeing someone who could actually do something that is great and that is so different then allow it to happen. Don't neglect or figure that we don't need a shot. We do. And if you're not going to give us a shot with anything, then you're mistaken. And that's the problem. That's the issue. I would rather take the chance on someone and go give them the opportunity than not, than completely neglect the fact that you're discriminating. And not only that, you're actually going to make people feel neglected. Red Hood, jump in.
I mean, that's definitely it's definitely true. There has to be more diversity, but it's not going to happen overnight. And especially not the big networks.
But slowly but surely, people have to start opening their eyes, or at least realize that people can play different roles. It's not something that you just think it's just a thing. Oh, it's just a thing that will pass. It won't pass.
It's ringing.
It's more than that. Yeah,
hello?
Yes. Good old live chat.
Old-fashioned telephone.
Yes. And I guess on that note, we'll let you go for tonight. And we'll be back after the 4th of July. We'll be back Wednesday. Yeah. We'll be back the 20th of July because we need to take a little holiday, but we'll be playing some encores. So in case you missed it, you'll get to hear the encores that are our favorite.
Some best dubs.
guess some best ofs that won't fail with laughs. So tune in. We'll be here and we'll be posting intermittently on Facebook different articles, and we have things in the works. So on that note, we'll bid you a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bid you adieu for the night, and we'll be back.
Yep. Good night.
One night.